music 17 hours a day.
Well, what instrument did you play?
Well, I sang Madame Butterfly, and that was the song that the Lagerführer, in the head of the SS woman, wanted to hear all the time, sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning. I orchestrated lots of things, and I played piano, but we didn't have the piano a long time. But this whole orchestra was something very awkward, very incredible, with guitars, mandolins, and accordion, but we managed. I orchestrated from my head, because I didn't have any music. I orchestrated Beethoven, Brahms, lots of things. So our job was to rehearse and play 17 hours a day. But initially, the orchestra was created to go to the door when the woman went out and came in the camp after work, to make them march 1, 2, 3, 4 with music. The marches, they were playing pa-ra-dum-pum, pa-ra-dum-pum. So they walked. The SS used to say, they walk better that way when they hear music. And when they found out a very good musician, who was Alma Rosé, a very, very well-known violinist, they decided to have a real orchestra for their entertainment. They were so tired sometimes of killing people that they were coming to our barrack to relax with Schumann or Schubert or anything we could play for them. This was the purpose of the orchestra.
And you played for the prisoners as they were being led for execution into the gas chambers?
No, they didn't send us to play, but we had a barrack which was exactly in front of the railroad. So when the train stopped, the people were coming out from the train, and when they saw us with instruments, they had smiles, because they thought, now we are going to a camp where they have an orchestra, but they were going to be gassed.
Let me explain that. Auschwitz-Birkenau was a massive complex. The Auschwitz section was mostly forced labor, and so they marched out to the music to the forced labor section. The Birkenau section, although it was not supposed to be known to the prisoners, was a death factory with gas chambers, crematoria, etc. So their location was more or less in between those two areas, but the music originally was for the workers going out to the forced labor section.
And then to entertain them. So we had concerts. We played also once for Himmler, who came to hear us play. But we had one thing. Every second, some SS could have come in our barrack and sent all of us to the gas. We were not sure for the next second. We were privileged in a way. We had warm clothes, we had a shower every day, and a toilet. That was something like a paradise compared to other inmates. And sometimes we played for them too. But it was, the whole thing was like hell. Like making music in hell, because we had absolutely no sky. We couldn't see the sky because of the smoke. And we knew when we saw people going to that place that they were going to be gassed. So for us, it was always a kind of tremendous, not unhappiness, but craziness. We all were like crazy people. We were not anymore normal, never. Making music 17 hours a day, seeing people going to gas, thinking that we may be gassed the next second, we couldn't be normal.